Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Pick and Pop podcast. As always, I'm your host, Luke Sicari, and joining me on the line is Damian Arsenis from thepickandroll.com.au. Damo, how are you?
Very, very good, mate. And, well, for the Aussies, I guess we've had a bit of a down week in regards to the NBA, given the NBA finals are on. Well, and there's no Aussie in it this year.
To be fair, Damo, there has been no NBA in the past week because we've had a week off between the conference finals and the NBA finals. There is none, which is strange to say because we've been spoiled the last few years when we think about it. And now I guess there isn't. And when you think about the numbers games with how many Aussies are in the NBA and, of course, the amount of players that are in the league, it almost highlights how amazing that streak was. How many years was it? I think it was 3 or 4 years. We had an Aussie in the NBA finals. We had Dally last year. Dally the year before. We had Patty Mills when he was with the Spurs. It's about a four.
And Aaron Baines.
Aaron Baines as well. It's pretty impressive, but while none of them are over there in America at the moment, we have plenty of big-name Aussies doing a lot of work in Europe. I mean, it's playoff and finals time over there as well, and the Aussies aren't disappointing, Damo.
No, they're not. And look, the big one, we've got the Lithuanian Grand Final Series going on at the moment, and it's amazing. We're guaranteed to have an Australian win it, and we talked about it last week, and I called it, and it's happened.
Yep.
And it was Zalgiris Kaunas took game one.
Yeah,
they certainly were the stronger team in that game. Even though it was quite close, they always had their noses ahead. And in that first game as well, Brock Modem, he was one of four players to score in double figures for the winners. He had 11 points, 3 rebounds and 2 steals in 25 minutes off the bench. But for Liepka Belis, their first trip to the finals, of course, Algirdas is the defending champions and a perennial championship winner in Lithuania. They're the powerhouse team. They're the EuroLeague team. But the up-and-coming Liepka Belis, they've been in EuroCup and they've been led by Ben Madjan. And game one, he had 12.6 rebounds in 31 minutes and he's been leading the way. And a big credit to him why they've been so successful. But game two was a different story.
Yeah, it was. And it was a different story, but the Aussies still played well.
They certainly did. In particular, it was Ben Madjan. Ben Madjan was outstanding. He led Liepka Belis to the big win, an upset win as well, many would say. A lot of people are saying that Zalgiris would sweep them. But, you know, they trailed heading into the final quarter, came home with a 29-19 charge. It was just brilliant basketball. And Ben Madjan, he was outstanding. 18 points, 2 or 3 from downtown, 8 or 9 from the line. He was just simply sensational, a big reason why they won. But for the Zalgiris, who went down in that game, Brock Modem was still good. He had 7 points, a couple of rebounds. But really, it was Liepka Belis' game, and they're tied at 1-1 now in a best-of-7 game series.
Yeah, they are. So things are definitely getting interesting over there. We'll move on to another Aussie who hasn't had the team success as of yet, but his individual performances have been absolutely stunning, and that's Ryan Brokhoff.
Oh, Ryan Brokhoff, he's done it again. He's just been outstanding and able to deliver on the big stage too, might I add. So they've been playing Russian powerhouse CSKA Moscow.
Yep.
And they've been a perennial EuroLeague contender as well. And unfortunately, they went down in game one. Game two, CSKA won again. And unfortunately, Lokomotiv weren't able to get over the top. It was a 84-71 loss, and as a result, they took a 2-0 lead. But you talk about this CSKA Moscow team. They've got Milos Theodosic, one of the best players going around for years, and Nando DiColo as well. And, of course, he's a former San Antonio Spur.
Yeah, he is.
And they did most of the damage in game two, and they really outdid some brilliance from Brokhoff. Ryan Brokhoff led all scorers, 24-point outbursts, 7-11 from the field, 5 three-pointers, 5 rebounds, and despite his brilliant shooting, just weren't able to get the win. And unfortunately, game three happened the other night, and they lost that one too. So they got swept in the VTB United League finals, and their season's over.
It is, but that definitely doesn't discount anything that Ryan Brokhoff has done. That game two was absolutely awesome. If you can go check that out, would highly recommend you to. And just finally, before we leave Europe, David Anderson as well is doing some nice things, Damo, I believe.
Well, after his season with Melbourne United, he's gone back to France. He's with ASVEL Leon Villeurbanne, I think is how you say it. And they're the defending champions, but they finished eighth in the table, took on the number one seed Monaco, and they got it done in game three. So out of the best of three series, they got it done in game three, 74-71. David Anderson came off the bench, played 15 minutes, had 6 points in that really important game. Then they got booked in the semi-finals against Strasbourg, which is another former team of David Anderson. We're talking about a guy that's been playing in Europe for an eternity. So they booked a date with Strasbourg, and they've got it done so far. They're 2-0 up at the moment. So they won game one behind some great team playing. In game two, which is really, really important win for them, they got it done on the road, 74-73 in a thriller. And David Anderson, well, he didn't score the points he normally does. He had 5 in that game, a couple of boards, a couple of assists as well. And really important role player on that team, especially at the twilight years of his career, I guess. And they're looking really good now, Asvel, to go into that final series and defend their crown.
They are, and we'll always, of course, if you want to keep up with all the Aussies in action in Europe, pickandroll.com.au is the place to be. Moving on to some NBL guys, some very familiar names to a lot of our listeners. You know, we've got Adelaide 36ers trio of Nathan Sobey, Mitch Creek, and Matty Hodgson, who all got very exciting news this week and in the previous weeks as well, that they are receiving NBA tryouts. Now, Nathan Sobey is probably the biggest name of this list. He's been trying out with the mini camps, of course, free agent mini camps with the Brooklyn Nets, Utah Jazz, Los Angeles Clippers, and a fourth team who has not been named. Mitch Creek will be with the Jazz for their free agent mini camp. He'll also be in both their summer league teams. They are, of course, playing in the Salt Lake City and Las Vegas summer league competitions. And Matty Hodgson will also be in a mini camp. His management has preferred not to name that team as well. And of course, there's other ones as well. Isaac Humphries, Mangkok Mafiang tried out with the Kings. So a lot of Aussies getting experience. Now, whether these guys will get drafted or not is a completely different question. But the fact of the matter is that NBA teams are noticing these guys. And I think, because the free NBL guys are coming from Adelaide, they've got a nice framework in place for their guys to get scouted. But it's showing the benefits that those guys had of Terrence Ferguson this year, because there's obviously so many NBA scouts watching NBL games, and Adelaide in particular scouting Terrence Ferguson. The guys like Sobey, who had a really good year, Mitch Creek when he came back from injury was awesome, Matty Hodgson had a solid campaign as well. They all were able to showcase their skills to NBA guys who weren't there for them, but they made their names known as well. Corey Webster as well, not an Aussie. He's a Kiwi, but he's trying out with the Dallas Mavericks as well. A very familiar name in NBL circles.
Just to jump on that, though, too. You know, some of these guys, you talk Nathan Sobey, he starred at Wyoming, and particularly when Larry Nance Jr. went down with an injury, who, of course, is with the Lakers, he absolutely starred. So he's probably familiar with some of the scouts. He was never really on the radar, but he's not an unknown quantity, so to speak.
Yep.
Matt Hodgson obviously had a college career over there as well. And Mitch Creeks, he's represented Australia at junior level and at the World Uni Games as well before. So they're not necessarily unknowns, but when it comes to NBA talk, yeah, they certainly are. And it's great recognition for the Adelaide 36ers and the Dream Academy that they've set up and bringing Terrence Ferguson and the likes of that. So kudos for all that. And as you mentioned, there's some guys chasing the draft as well. So Nathan Sobey, Creek and Hodgson could all be picked up as a free agent, whereas at the end of the day, the Isaac Humphries and Mango Mathiang are certainly hanging out for the draft. And of course, Jaden Bolden, who's really not going to get a chance to work out for anyone because he's playing in Serbia at the moment.
He's playing very well. I don't think not doing any workout's going to affect his draft stock at all, because he's one of the more likely ones, if we want to say, to get drafted this year out of the Aussies.
Oh, no, certainly. And he's one that's looking to bolt for the first round too. There's a very strong push that he may see him taken in the first round, which would be great because that's a guaranteed contract. You look at Nathan Sobey, what he's done since the NBL too. He went over to Greece and proved himself in that competition as well. So certainly his pathway's been great, and it's great for the NBL.
It is. Like I said, it's great recognition for a league that's going strength to strength at the moment. We'll stay in America. We'll go on the WNBA. Been a quiet week for the Aussies in the WNBA. But
after a big week last week.
It was a massive week last week. Things have slowed down. But in the rumour mill, things are actually picking up. Liz Cambage, now we spoke about her a couple of weeks ago, of course, signing with the Melbourne Boomers in what was a landmark deal for the WNBL and the Boomers, but she might be playing
with Bogut on social media last week.
Yeah, well, we did talk about that. Now, when she signed with the Boomers, we were, of course, saying how by the time WNBL season rolls around, it would be a big, over 12 months before she'd played a game. Well, maybe that might not be the case because she's in Dallas at the moment, home of the Dallas Wings. And Damo, there's been some talk that she might be making an immediate return to the WNBA.
Look, there's certainly some rumours around that. And look, there's some truth to the needs of the Dallas Wings. And of course, the Dallas Wings were the team that took over from the Tulsa Shock. So they're the team that hold her rights.
Yep.
And of course, Cambage made it very well known that she didn't want to play in Tulsa. So Dallas is a different kettle of fish. And of course, Erin Phillips is now the director of operations there, of player development and franchise something or other. so she got a great title. And of course, they're friends. But if we go back a month or so ago, Roy Ward of Fairfax Media reported that Cambage was open to returning to WNBA next year,
yep,
and had already planned a visit to Phillips in Dallas. So,
right.
And of course, that's now happened.
Yes.
Nothing's changed. That was reported. But the difference is the Dallas Wings have had injury. They've got no depth at centre, and they're probably pushing to try and get her in a uniform this season. So whether she does or not, I actually think it'd be great for her to do that if she's in the right headspace. But certainly, either way, I think it's all pointing to a return to the WNBA for her next year.
Which really, it has to happen because as she showed in Rio in the Olympic Games, she's way, way too good not to be playing in that league.
Most certainly. And personally, Liz Cambage is one of the most talented players, if not the most talented player Australia currently has now.
Absolutely.
Particularly with the retirements of LJ and Penny Taylor.
Yeah.
So Australia basketball needs her in a uniform. We need her in the right headspace, focused. And it appears that she's rediscovered the love of the game. She's come out and said that. The fact that she's making all these basketball moves now. She's signed with the Boomers. She's gone to the States. She's catching up with the Wings and Erin Phillips. And she's talking about coming back to the WNBA as well and talking about representing Australia. I think that's only a good thing. And you just have to go back to one game at the Rio Olympics where she absolutely destroyed Japan.
37 points, I think it was. Yeah.
You know, we need that. And a fit, focused, motivated Liz Cambage is only good for basketball in this country.
It is. And before we wrap up, Damo, we'll just quickly touch on the team announcements from Basketball Australia. Big week in announcements. They announced both the men's and women's teams that will be heading off to Yarm for the 2017 FIBA Oceania Under-17 Championships. Of course, that is a first stepping stone in FIBA's new qualification system to get into the 2019 Under-19 World Championships. And for the 2017 World Uni Games as well, the Emerging Opals got named. A lot of WNBL players in there, including champions Alex Wilson, Talia Chupe, Lauren Scherf from Dandenong is in there, Kirley Froling. There's plenty of big names in those two squads. They're up, full team lists and stories up on the pickandroll.com.au there. So, Damo, thanks again for joining us on another week of the Pick and Pop podcast. And of course, stay in touch with Pick and Roll at Pick and Roll AU on Twitter and Facebook, pickandroll.com.au. And we'll speak next week.
Yeah, and just one more thing before we go. Thanks for the wrap-up.
Yep.
CLB 3-on-3 Townsville are playing in Mongolia this weekend.
Beautiful.
Mongolia, of all places, they're representing Australia in a 3-on-3 event there. So Australia's starting to get on the world stage in 3-on-3 basketball. So, again, check out pickandroll.com.au this weekend and social media to see how they're going.
Perfect. How good is that? And we might not be in the NBA finals this year, but there are Aussies spreading their rings all over the globe in basketball circles. We'll catch you next week on the Pick and Pop podcast.